Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The new $1.5 billion Kansas City International Airport will officially open February 28th with a Southwest flight to Chicago Midway International Airport at 5 a.m. as the first flight out. At more than 1 million square feet, the single terminal airport is the largest single infrastructure project in the city's history. It replaces a three-terminal airport that opened in 1972. And a methamphetamine bust in Southwest Kansas lands two people behind bars. J.P. Bizet has more.
Officers with the Garden City Police Department and the Garden City Finney County Joint Drug Task Force conducted a traffic stop on Tuesday morning. A search of the vehicle located suspected meth and drug paraphernalia. 25-year-old Jessica Esparza Gallegos of Garden City and 26-year-old Rodolfo Garcia were arrested at the scene and lodged in the Finney County Jail in possession of meth with intent to distribute.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A push is underway in Kansas to seek to implement a flat tax in the state, and the Kansas Chamber of Commerce has already introduced its idea, a 5% tax for individual income and the corporate tax rate. However, with new numbers released on Monday, the Department of Revenue said it could cost the state about $1.5 billion in revenue starting in 2025. Currently, Kansas has a graduated tax structure, meaning what an individual makes or a business's income determines the tax rate. Republican leadership in the Kansas legislature says one of its goals this session is to simplify and flatten the state's tax code, though Governor Laura Kelly has already said that she would stand against any tax proposal that would erode the fiscal stability of the state. In Kansas, the current tax rate starts at 3.1% for people with annual incomes of less than $15,000. It increases to 5.25% for those between $15,000 and $30,000, and 5.7% to those with an annual income of $30,000 and up. A flat tax would get rid of all those and set everyone at the same rate. In a statement, the chamber said that it looks forward to working with the legislature on comprehensive tax reform this session, saying it's needed to make Kansas a more competitive and attractive state in which to live and work. As Kansas students continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Kelly has announced the creation of the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, which will provide qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for educational goods and services, such as tutoring and school supplies. KEEP will open for application on February 22nd, and Kansas businesses that provide educational materials or services are urged to join the KEEP marketplace. Governor Kelly said that with KEEP, they're enabling Kansas students to access the resources and support they need to thrive in the classroom, and she looks forward to families being able to access these funds soon. Students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible for KEEP funds, and KEEP funds will be able to be used on enrichment and educational activities, including the purchase of curriculum and educational materials, including school supplies and certain allowed technological devices, camps with academic-related curriculum, such as music, arts, science, technology, agriculture, mathematics, and engineering, tutoring, language classes, and musical instruments and lessons. The funds will not be eligible for private school tuition. Parents and guardians may select enrichment and educational activities from approved service providers through the online KEEP marketplace or request that a service provider be approved and added to the statewide directory. Businesses that offer educational opportunities and services are encouraged to join the KEEP marketplace to assist families and students. Businesses interested in becoming a provider on the KEEP marketplace can apply to become qualified education service providers on the program website at keep.ks.gov. More information on how families can apply for, access, and use their funds is forthcoming and will be available in February when the KEEP application launches. Lawmakers have begun evaluating legislation in an effort to fix years of built-up problems within the juvenile justice system, and first up is a bill that could expand access to behavioral health treatment through crisis intervention centers. During a House Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee meeting, a week after lawmakers heard from attorneys and foster care workers who urged for more juvenile crisis intervention centers and adequate resources, lawmakers said they were trying to quickly come up with solutions for young offenders who need more intensive help. While youth incarceration rates have decreased, officials in communities have said young offenders weren't receiving the proper treatment and had high recidivism rates. To fix gaps in the system, lawmakers have discussed new legislation, and they heard testimony on House Bill 2033. The bill stipulates that substance abuse services should be offered by juvenile crisis intervention centers, and the legislation also would make behavioral health conditions part of an assessment of whether or not youth are likely to cause harm to themselves or others. Kansas has millions set aside for juvenile crisis center funding, which is thought to be a potential solution to the current lack of resources for juvenile offenders, but hasn't used any of the funding. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is officially underway, and participation is simple. Record the number of unique bird species you see in Kansas from January 1st through December 31st of 2023, submit your findings, and you just might end up a 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year winner. Participants of all skill levels are invited to compete in one of three age groups: youth, age 17 and younger, adult age 18 to 64, or senior age 65 and older, and the winners from each category will receive prizes to be awarded in January 2024. Participants must register online at ksoutdoors.com on or before April 1st to participate in the 2023 contest. Winners will be recognized and prizes awarded in mid-January of the following calendar year, and award categories are youth, adult novice, adult intermediate, adult advanced, and senior. The 2022 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest wrapped up in December 2022 with youth participant Franklin Miller claiming the title of Kansas's top birder after identifying 322 unique bird species in the state last year. For more on the Kansas Birding Big Year, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Department for Children and Families is accepting applications for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. LEAP provides an annual benefit to help qualifying households pay their winter heating bills, and anyone with disabilities, older adults, and families with children are the primary groups assisted. Last year, $47 million aided approximately 40,000 households in covering winter heating bills, averaging $1,180 per home. To qualify, applicants must be responsible for the direct payment of their heating bills, payable either to the landlord or the fuel vendor. The level of benefit varies according to household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. The combined gross income before deductions of everyone living at the address may not exceed 150% of the federal poverty level. Applicants must demonstrate that they have made payments on their heating bill 2 out of the last 3 months, and applications will be accepted until March 31st. For individuals needing assistance filling out or submitting an application, you can call Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-432-7422 to schedule an appointment. Another live production from Smoky Hills PBS, the Kansas Legislature, will kick off at 7 p.m. on Friday, February 3rd, and streaming will be available on YouTube. The show airs during the legislative session, which gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. As for each show, legislators from the Smoky Hills PBS viewing area are invited to participate in the live call-in program, and viewers are encouraged to call in with their legislative questions. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer director of Smoky Hills PBS, said this is a great opportunity for viewers to connect with their Kansas legislators and ask questions that are important to Kansans, questions that could impact their jobs or everyday life. Joining on February 3rd will be Senator Rick Billinger of Goodland and Representative Adam Smith of Weskin. To find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org, where you'll find the 2023 season schedule. A celebration of life for Joanne Knoll, 89, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 4th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Gideon's International or the First United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Paul Arthur Lucian, 81, of Norton, passed away on January 28th in his home. Paul's family will host a funeral service on Friday, February 3rd at 11 a.m., and the service will be at the Church of God in Norton, with Daryl Boston and Gunnar Hayes officiating. In lieu of flowers, a memorial for hospice services has been established as the family appreciates the amazing care they provided them and Paul. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. As lawmakers in Washington focus on the debt ceiling and federal spending, there are concerns about the direction and funding for this year's new federal farm bill, as the current farm bill is set to expire in late September. Bradley Shad, CEO of Missouri Corn, which is part of the National Corn Growers Association. He says his organization and other farm groups are pushing lawmakers to keep them from taking money away from crop insurance programs.
That gives us opportunities to export our corn overseas. We have offices around the world with our partners with U.S. Grains Council. That funding is very important. We need that to expand because of all the trade issues that are going on. We're also looking at conservation programs, making sure that we're doing environmentally sustainable, and making sure that we have the ability to use those programs to better our environmental footprint and our carbon footprint across the board.
Another key component of this year's farm bill is the Foreign Market Development Program.
They cannot tinker with that. That is our most important thing that our farmers use to make sure that they can be made whole, because we're dealing with weather, and we have no control over that. It's out of anybody's hands, and so we got to make sure that crop insurance stays intact at least its level. There's going to be people that try and take money away from that, but I feel pretty confident that we've got enough of a coalition, and it's important for food security reasons to make sure that that is made whole.
Chad recommends all farmers get involved so that the lawmakers understand what's at stake for this legislation.
Reach out to your membership associations and make sure that you're a part of that, to where they have contacts out there in D.C. that they're talking with regularly. If you've got a personal relationship with your congressperson, reach out to them. Make sure that they know how important the Farm Bill is and getting that passed. And so all I can say is just get involved with your association, because the more voices we have together, the better off we're going to be.
The NCGA's priorities for this year's Federal Farm Bill is at ncga.com. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleybet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleybet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The Arctic high pressure system that's been over the Central Plains is moving off to the east, bringing us somewhat warmer weather today across Kansas. Our warming trend will continue for most areas tomorrow. A quick cold front is set to drop in with cooler air on Friday, but then the weekend looks sunny and warm. Precipitation chances are low for the next few days, and an incoming cold front shouldn't have any rain or snow with it. Long-range models are showing a western trough developing next week, and that may bring us a little bit more rain by Monday or Tuesday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a big winter storm is dropping freezing rain over central Texas, and that'll keep up through today and into early tomorrow. Strong high pressure is setting up in the central Rockies with a low pressure lee trough in eastern Colorado. That'll help moderate our temperatures today, but we will stay in the 30s. Overnight looks clear except for a few passing clouds. Lows in the single digits and low teens for western Kansas will be in the 20s in the central and eastern counties. For Thursday, a strong high-pressure system will be parked off to our west. That trough should develop early in the day, bringing us warmer temperatures for most of the state. We'll see plenty of readings in the 40s, except for a few 30s hanging on in the northern counties, and we get sunshine through tomorrow afternoon. A quick cold front will drop in tomorrow night, cooling us off a little bit on Friday. Then we should be back in the 40s and 50s for the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low 30s with single digits and low teens for the overnight hours. Low to mid-30s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-teens. Upper 30s northeast, upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. Mid to upper 30s in the southwestern counties, and we'll be in the low teens for the overnight hours. Upper 30s and low 40s today in south central Kansas, low 20s overnight. Upper 30s southeast, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out there, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12¼, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.